celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
What if the fire of Pentecost wasn't just history, but a living promise ready to be unleashed in your life? In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. From the upper room in Acts to the historic outpouring at Azusa Street, you'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you right now. It's more than a story. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available May 6th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
We're about to have an uncontrollable compulsion to shout out words like, be blessed, be healed, be delivered. Come out of them, you foul devil.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Do you understand the Holy Spirit's in you for more than Rhonda Shonda, my bow tie? He's in you now, right now, sitting in the throne room, and he's saying, whoa, and he's saying, go. My great God, why? Because as we respond, we become conformed to look like the image of God's own Son. Do you have a Bible? I want you to go to John chapter 16. I tell you the truth. It is expedient, necessary to your advantage. Jesus said that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. But if I depart, has anybody seen Jesus today, last week? Did he show up at your house on Christmas? You haven't seen him, have you? That's because he left. So if he left, and we know he did, he said, I will send you another Comforter, one exactly alike in every essential detail and quality. When he, the Holy Spirit, is come at Pentecost, 50 days after Passover, 50 days after Jesus was sacrificed on the cross of Calvary, over the sapphire sill of Heaven's Gate, after a World Wrestling Federation tag team handoff from Jesus to the Holy Ghost, he came. He's still here. Here's why he came. You got it? And I'm going to get off the first one really quick. He, the Holy Spirit, is in us for the purpose of convicting the world of sin. Okay, everybody's shouting now. Because you think conviction is a bad thing. Conviction is the governor of the Holy Spirit. The chain, if you will, that the Holy Spirit has attached to your heart. That when you my car has something in it, it's kind of aggravated because the location is suspect to me. when I start to get out of the lane, something goes, and I go, because it's in the seat. What would you call that? That would be a governor. That would be a corrector. That would be a convictor. If you keep going that way, you're going to end up in trouble. That's what conviction of the Holy Spirit is. It's that quick and gentle tug that says, get back in the lane. Are you with me? Now that is specifically talking about, I need to draw a distinction, of sins of commission. Let me break it down for you. Sins of commission are things you did that you should not have done. You committed a sin. Are you with me so far? But then he says, and convict the world of righteousness. Now, what does that mean? That takes hold of the other side of sin, because the word convict is used by both. The Holy Spirit's job is to convict of sin and to convict, woe, of righteousness. Convicting of sin is the woe of the Holy Spirit. Convicting of righteousness is the go of the Holy Spirit. Because he's not dealing with sins of commission, things you've done that you shouldn't do, or things you're about to do that you shouldn't do. Now, that same Holy Spirit, using that same connection to your heart, wants to convict you of righteousness. He wants to get you up and get you going. So one says, whoa, shout it. And the other says, go, shout it. So he's governing your life. Stop, go. Stop, go. He wants you to go and bless those that curse you. You're not shouting now. He wants you to go. And when they talk about you, dance about it. That book says, blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. That means lie. For great is your reward in heaven. Where? Where? Stop living for this world. You missed me. Stop living for this world. We are looking for a city. Looking for a city where we'll never die. Where the sainted millions never say goodbye. There to meet our Savior and our loved ones too. Come on now. We're looking for a city. The book says, whose builder and maker is God. This world means nothing to us. We have been delivered from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of this life. We're going home. You and I are the apex, the crown jewel, the crescendo of God's creation. Why in the world do you need somebody to help you with your self-image? We're the apex of the creation of God. Our purpose, watch me, is to contain and proclaim, watch, the Creator, God Himself. God is that Spirit now within us. Shout, He's in me now. Shout it like you mean it. The Creator, the Redeemer, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Standby, the one called alongside to help, the Greater One, my Protector, my Provider, my Song, my Sword, my Shield, my Glory, the Lifter of my Head is in me now. Woo. Here's why. He is in us so that, shout, so that He might conform us into the image of Christ. What's God's goal? I asked a lot of people, what's your end game? What's your goal? What do you hope to achieve when you get up in the morning? Do you wait for the day to attack you, or do you attack the day? Do you wait for the devil to attack you, trying to hide behind the shield of faith, or do you kick the legs out from under his throne and tell him, I'm up, dude? That's bad news for you. Romans 8:29, listen to this. For God has predestined us. As loud as you can, shout, it's our destiny. It's my destiny for the Holy Spirit to conform me, not my neighbor, not my wife, not the preacher, not the church leadership, not you. It's not your job to conform people. Holy Spirit is in you because He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Somebody shout yes. Do you understand the Holy Spirit's in you for more than Rhonda Shonda, my bow tie? He's in you now, right now, sitting in the throne room, and He's saying, whoa, and He's saying, go. Yes, my great God. Why? Because as we respond, we become conformed to look like the image of God's own Son. Let me tell you what conform means. To conform means to accommodate. Do you know what that means? Really? It means you get out the way. You accommodate the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within us to cause us to comply. Whew. Didn't read your Bible today. Oh, let me comply. Go. Go. Where do you want me to go? Go. Pray. Go. Give that person begging the biggest bill you got in your wallet. They probably got a Cadillac parked around. Did he ask you? Reason is what you do when faith and Holy Ghost compliance is not in control. What would it be shouting? I'm talking about a divine guidance system, program in you to keep you out of trouble. Go bless that person. Send so-and-so a text. Just tell them you're thinking about them. Take so-and-so to dinner. Invite your neighbor to church. Don't you sit in these chairs and tell me that you've been here for more than 15 minutes and the Holy Spirit hasn't told you to go next door yet. Because I don't believe you. That's why you're here. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 and 2, and verses 5 and 6. I want to answer the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Did you know that Jesus gives you the answer? He tells you. Not everybody, but somebody is going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Stop reading. You're to be listening now. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 1. The disciples came to Jesus saying, we could insert asking, because what they say is in the form of the question. So the disciples say to Jesus, who? Now they said it for wrong motive, but all scripture's given, right? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who's the greatest? Shout, who's the greatest? Watch what Jesus did. Verse 2. Jesus called a little child. Nobody in here. He went over to the preschool and brought one of them over. The greatest is not determined because it's a little child. That's not what he said. Watch what he said. If you tenderly care. Now, wait a minute. Whoever this child was, he or she, their mama, their daddy wasn't there. He took this child, he sat this child up there, and he said, if you and you and you and you and you and you and especially you in Elkhart, tenderly care for this child, you are doing it for me. Man, that's an endorsement. I'm talking about the governing of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the woe and the go of the Spirit of God within you. Jesus said, number one, I'll determine your greatness by how you behave to, treat, tenderly care for this child that doesn't belong to you. You want food? Feed them. You want joy? Give them joy. You want loved? Go love them. And I don't care where you find them.
This is a Bridge of Hope update. Hunger Crisis 25.
The situation wasn't safe at all. When the army entered, there were gunshots and a lot of chaos occurred. I immediately took my children and walked to the Jota border with others because we needed a safe place for our children.
At this very, very sober moment in human history, a crisis, too extreme to even adequately describe, is widening with every passing moment. It begins just across the border from Sudan, in the world's newest nation, South Sudan.
It spreads then eastward into Ethiopia and Somalia. The women and the children who are existing there in the Horn of Africa are losing their lives. They're starving. In 2025, they are starving in our world. With great, great sorrow, I must add that those descriptions barely scratch the surface of this diabolical, life-threatening hunger crisis. And I pray you took to heart the disheartening report that I just shared with you. The hunger crisis in South Sudan is not going away because we would like for it to. Over 3.5 million more have just been added to the list of those in acute, deadly crisis. Children like Fatima, who close to her second birthday was certainly not a typical toddler. She was deathly quiet, still, simply too weak to move. Malnutrition, famine, threatened her very existence. But because friends like you responded lovingly, generously to Bridge of Hope, we were able to provide her with nourishing food and targeted life-giving supplements. And today, her mother writes to us that she's healthy, she's happy, and has a bright future. You know, there are so many more children that need our help at this terribly, terribly critical time. They need that help, because the situation is just that dire. I must respond very, very quickly. I must rush emergency food to hungry, dying, precious children and their families. And as a result, deeply compassionate friends of Bridge of Hope have established a limited, very limited, $50,000 21-day matching challenge. Your seed sown in faith right now will be doubled in impact during this short, short window of opportunity, just 21 days. Your generous Bridge of Hope gift of only $48 will double to help us feed 16 children for an entire month. $96 can turn a life-threatening crisis into a flood of compassion like it did for Fatima and help feed 32 children for 30 days. Listen, we're compelled to rescue these desperate little ones while we have this opportunity before it's too late. This matching challenge ends in just a few days. So on their behalf, I'm asking you, call now and do the very best you can. Do it today. You can also scan the QR code right there on your screen. It will take you directly to rottenparsley.com. The children are starving right now. A desperate mother in the Horn of Africa, alone, is praying for someone to help save her child. Is that you? Will you be the one? I pray you will. Please call now. Our phones are open 24 hours a day. The Lord God Himself promises in Matthew 5:7, He will bless the merciful. And I believe God will surely bless you in a double portion for your compassion toward his hungry and desperate children. Thank you.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. You can be the difference between life and death and double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy Matching Challenge. We're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do, then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
Well, now listen to me. If the phone lines are busy, and I certainly pray that they are, you can also give safely and securely by just scanning the QR code on your screen. That'll take you to rodparsley.com. I'm praying that someone blessed of the Lord with a happy and healthy home and laughing children will sow a very special $300 seed of praise in their name. That generous gift, $300, will immediately be doubled and help me feed 100 children for an entire month. A $1,000 seed gift right now will double and feed over 300 children for a month. Oh, wouldn't that be something for you to know you did in the name of Jesus for those suffering so much? Every gift, every single gift is very, very vital. Deeply, deeply appreciated in this time of extreme crisis in South Sudan. So please call now or just go to rodparsley.com. I'll see you next time right here on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.